WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. No word yet on the cause of that incident last night in New York's LaGuardia Airport, where a charter jet carrying GOP running mate Mike Pence skidded off a rain-slick runway. Officials say a special breakaway concrete bed at the end of the runway actually helped stop the plane.
Runway 22 is a 7,000-foot runway. The plane ended up in the arrestor bed at the end of the runway, destroyed about 80 arrestor bed blocks, and is currently in the grass off the runway.
Now, the airport incident was the talk of the evening at a Donald Trump campaign appearance last night in Ohio.
I just spoke to our future vice president, and he's okay. Do you know he was in a big accident with a plane? The plane skidded off the runway and was pretty close to grave danger. But I just spoke to Mike Pence, and he's fine. He got out. Everybody's fine. Everybody's fine.
Both Trump and Pence have a full campaign schedule today. Turnout on the first day of early voting in Maryland yesterday has never been higher than it was yesterday. In all, more than 125,000 people voted, some after standing in line for an hour or more. Officials say what's driving the big turnout is not only the divisive presidential contest, but also the fight this year for a rare open U.S. Senate seat. Montgomery County voters are deciding this election whether to impose term limits on the county executive and members of the county council.
If the charter amendment passes, county councilors and the executive would be limited to 3 terms in office or 12 years. Many residents voting early are in favor of term limits.
Because just from being around as long as I've been seeing the same people in there for decades and decades and decades.
But this woman doesn't think term limits are a good idea.
When new people come in, no matter how good they are, there's always a learning curve.
At the Montgomery County Executive Building, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hillary Clinton maintains a 12-point lead over Donald Trump in Virginia. In the latest Quinnipiac University poll, Clinton leads 50-38%. That poll finds that 12-point margin is the same as a Christopher Newport University poll out a week ago. However, the Christopher Newport University poll just out a few minutes ago shows that Trump has now narrowed the margin to just 7 points in Virginia. As Metro Silver Line continues expanding in Loudoun County, there's talk now about building more new homes closer to the new stations, but that's creating some controversy.
The stations along the Dulles Greenway are expected to be completed in the next few years, and people like Chris Leinberger, who chairs George Washington University's Center for Real Estate and Urban Analysis, says now is the time to start thinking about building homes in that area.
It's crucial to the future of Loudoun County.
But Loudoun County Board Supervisor Matt Letourneau says sure, houses can be soundproof.
There's still vibrations, and then there's still the fact that you can't walk outside when a plane is coming overhead.
There is no word on when a decision will be made on whether to build homes in that area. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's time to put on a show in a very spruced up sports venue as the World Series tonight moves to Chicago's historic Wrigley Field.
Millions of dollars have been spent refurbishing the grand old ballpark, and Wrigley Field is looking particularly grand ahead of Game 3 of the World Series. The red, white, and blue banners are attached to the upper deck and lower walls where possible, and the field is still being manicured, a rarity for the end of October. And fans are hoping that someone they know will call them up and offer them a ticket so they can see the game. The only thing they don't want to see? A white L on a blue flag waving from the scoreboard. Christopher Michael, Chicago.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,170. The Nasdaq at 52,16. Sports, the Hawks beat the Wizards to open their NBA season. Thursday night football, the Titans win. College football, Virginia Tech wins. Soccer, Montreal knocks D.C. United out of the playoffs. And the Cubs host the Indians tonight, World Series Game 3. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now trending.
Well, I've seen my copays go up.
Premium increases will average 25%.
Now trending.
The campaign's all but over, right?
Pay no attention to the polls.
You see the new polls?
Don't be fooled.
Now trending on WMAL.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need need your support system. You know, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brandywine, heads up here. I'm looking at the traffic cameras and cars are just coming to a halt here. If you're heading northbound on 3015 right at the split there, that's where we have a crash. Still a fire and rescue responding. Some already at the scene. So a serious accident here. Northbound 3015 at the split. Brandywine commuters. I'll have more coming up in 10 minutes on details of that crash. Around the Beltway, we're good. Nice and quiet. Maryland and Virginia crossing the Wilson Bridge. American Legion Bridge looks fantastic. DC 295, not so good. The broken down southbound on 295. As you come past Benning Road, that's tractor-trailer broken down in the right lane, and northbound one broken down at Burroughs. Northbound, not much of a factor, opposite flow of the commute. Traffic update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're quickly getting into sunshine as the front's pushing on off toward the east. Had a touch of rain yesterday. Today, a gusty northwest breeze. And with that sun, we get up to 61. Down in the mid-40s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Alexandria, 52 in Kensington, and 52 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. After the latest WikiLeaks bomb, Hillary Clinton now has to deal with Bill Clinton, Inc. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 6:07 on WMAL, and we continue our on-location broadcast here at the Silver Diner in Maryland. Well, it's a whole basket of deplorables who have come out for our breakfast here. And they're from Maryland. We've got people from Pennsylvania. We got people from Virginia. I'm sure there's someone from D.C. Well, Heather Hunter's from D.C. So why don't you come out and join us as well? We'll be here all morning long till 9 a.m. Also coming up at the bottom of this hour, Robin Ficker will join us. Coming up in just 10 minutes, Ami Hober, who's running for Congress in Maryland. Also in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll check in with Kathy Shalega, running for Senate. And also in the 8 o'clock hour, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Hail to the Redskins.
Well, it's time for our Redskins report with Trevor Maddich. It's good to have you on board this morning, Trevor, as we watch to see how the Redskins perform as they cross the pond and face off against, well, those mighty, mighty Bengals from Cincinnati.
There's a little irony there.
You have a 3-4 record,
mighty.
But are coming off a 31-17 victory over the Cleveland Browns. Well, I guess that's not much of an accomplishment. Good morning to you, Trevor. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm doing great, man.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. All right, so let's talk about this matchup. I mean, after last week's really frustrating loss, is there some hope we can turn this around?
Well, theoretically, there's hope because the Redskins basically gacked away a win against Detroit last week. But this thing about Cleveland is about injuries for the Redskins. This is a game they really, really need to win because they have a bye next week. And then the back half of the season is just brutal in terms of the schedule. So they need to win this, but many of their key players are either out for this game or questionable for this game, including Josh Norman, their best defensive back.
But hold on. I heard that Josh Norman and Reed were cleared to fly. It's still not clear whether they will play, right?
Yeah, that's what we know. They got on the plane to fly over, but they're in the concussion protocol. That means that how tough they are, how badly they want to play, is not relevant. An independent doctor has to sign off that their concussions are sufficiently healed that they can play. And keep in mind that in this environment for the NFL, they're much more worried about getting sued at this point by putting people back too soon than they are about getting those players on the field. So if they're allowed to play, it's because they really, really are ready.
Trevor, the last 60 seconds of that game in Detroit, it's still got to leave a mark with that defense. And there's been a lot of conversation this week as to whether it was the defensive fault, whether it was the defensive coordinator's fault, and the scheme that they had them in that sort of allowed the Lions to score and win the game. What kind of adjustments are they making? What's the conversation been like in the locker room for the Redskins?
Well, I think the adjustment that they'll make is to put an added emphasis on the pass rush this week, because that was just terrible. It was a fantastic drive by the Lions, but more than anything else, it was because of injuries on the Redskins side. I mean, Josh Norman was out. Rashad Breeland, you know, has been playing with a dinged ankle, which he still has this week. The good news for this week is that even though Andy Dalton is playing lights out at quarterback for the Bengals, they don't protect him very well. And their left tackle is in the concussion protocol as well. But
all right.
That guy.
Well, and we see how strong the Redskins defense can be when they've got when the opponent has a problem with the left tackle, because we saw that in the Eagles game, right?
That's right. We annihilate backup offensive linemen.
Yes.
And even with him in the game, they get sacked twice as often as the Redskins get sacked. And so even though there's depletion in the secondary, the Redskins should be able to get to Andy Dalton in this game.
Yeah, let's do a quarterback matchup. How do you see these two quarterbacks matching up?
I think they're very similar. They're both schooled by the same guy, John Gruden.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Dalton is on pace right now for the Bengals to break their all-time single-season passing yardage record. And so he's playing very well. But he's like Cousins in that he's very precise. He won't impress you with his overpowering physicality, but mentally he'll put the ball in the right spot. Now, the good thing for the Redskins, theoretically, is that Coach Jay Gruden, because he developed and coached Dalton when he was in Cincinnati, should know what his weaknesses are. And I'm sure he's with the Redskins defensive staff telling them the things that bother Andy Dalton and how to get those things into the Redskins defensive game.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like that. All right, so what about the wild card here, which is both teams having to travel all the way across the Atlantic to
that's
London.
Right.
An early start. They're not, I mean, forget about staying in a hotel room. You know.
Yeah, they're both travel teams, and it's overseas.
You're
right.
Traveling, but, you know, if you travel anywhere in America for a visiting game in the NFL, at least, you know there's going to be a Cracker Barrel or a Denny's. There's some familiarity wherever you go.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Or a Silver Diner, for that matter.
That's right.
Sorry, but you know, here it's a culture shock. They're really having to adjust. How does that affect what goes on the field?
Well, part of it is just the time. I mean, it's a 9:30 a.m. kickoff, right? That
right.
means the Redskins will be having pregame meal at about 4:30 a.m.
Oh man!
So
what do they do, Trevor? Do they stay on East Coast American time?
I would if I were them.
Yeah.
I mean, their process this week was to not go there early. Other NFL teams have gone to London a week early to get acclimated to the time change, to see
wow.
the sights, etc. The Redskins stayed in Ashburn for practice on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then left yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So that they could get the best practice in the most comfortable place. And then they'll get over there and just deal with the time change. That's the compromise that they made.
Hmm. All right, you know, I wanted to talk about something else as we are, you know, well into the season now. A couple of things that sort of feel odd about this season. We don't really have a controversy. We don't have a quarterback controversy. We don't have an owner controversy. He's behaving himself quite well lately, it seems. What's going on? I mean, this is not the Redskins I've come to know and love.
I know, it's weird. I mean, like, you're expecting them to pull a Halloween surprise and go absolutely crazy here.
Yeah.
You know, Kirk Cousins will come out and get into a fist fight with Josh Norman, you know, in a mall somewhere. Something's got to happen. But this is good, because remember this, that in terms of winning a football game, more important than your X's and O's is your culture.
That's
and
right.
They've got a culture now of bringing in guys like Brandon Scherff, who is also injured and will play with a hurt shoulder, an offensive line, first-round draft choice, who loves the grind, who loves to work out, loves to practice, quality guy, who has a mean streak. And they're trying to fill their roster with guys like that, guys that stay out of trouble,
huh.
don't want to be Twitter superstars, They just want to be with their teammates and play the game.
Well,
and that's one of the reasons why off the field they have gotten so incredibly boring.
Yeah, it's very disappointing.
Boring
for us,
is good, actually. I'm okay with boring.
Trevor, you're the guy who coined the phrase that the Redskins are the Kardashians of the NFL, so you must be very depressed to see this sort of behavior. Listen, who are you picking in this game here? Who's going to win it?
Well, I think Cincinnati will win the game just because of all the injuries that the Redskins have. If the Redskins pull this off, they will have to overcome a long list of key injuries. But, yeah, the Redskins used to be the Kardashians of the NFL. I would say Kim Kardashian. But because they've slowed it down, now they've downgraded to, I think, what, Courtney or
maybe.
Somebody?
Maybe
one of the lesser
low.
Kardashians.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
Trevor, thanks for that. Appreciate it, as always. We'll talk to you Monday after we know who won. Trevor says he wouldn't put any pounds on the Redskins on this game. As he's over. It's because it's in London.
Yeah, I got it. I caught it. I just decided to go past it. 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
He's going past it. All right. Well, good morning. It is on 66. Enjoying the early ride without any troubles out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway and continuing through Arlington. 95, a little bit of volume here as you push through Dale City, but lighter than normal in Stafford. So that looks good. 395 good across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, a couple of our problem spots. DC 295. We have two broken downs. One in the southbound direction, southbound 295, as you pass East Capitol Street after Benning Road, and one northbound at Burroughs. So do watch. They were waiting on tow trucks here. Last check. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park and around to Silver Spring, slowing. Had the crash reported in Brandywine. Northbound 301 right at the 5 split. So watch for police there arriving to the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weekend Weather Channel Forecast.
23 and 30 seconds.
Well, it looks like it's going to be mostly sunny today with a high of around 61 degrees. Tonight, clear skies dipping down to around 45. And it really looks pretty good for the rest of the weekend. Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the low 80s, lows in the mid 50s. Looking forward to the rest of the week, temperatures in the low 60s. Look, pretty typical fall weather. Currently, in the nation's capital, it's still 54 degrees, a little cooler in the suburbs. 617 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
617 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us now here at the Silver Diner in Rockville. By the way, you can still join us
Silver
Diner in Rockville.
Yep.
There are a few seats still open, but a hefty crowd here.
Yeah, and as promised, because we're packing the room, Brian Wilson will eat an egg this morning.
Yeah.
Eat the egg, Brian.
Yeah, I know. It's something I'm not looking forward to. Joining us now here in Rockville is Ami Hober, who's a Republican candidate for Maryland's 6th Congressional District. You might know that she's a former deputy under Secretary of the Army under President Reagan and is running against Democrat John Delaney for this seat. All right, well, it's good to have you here, Ami. How do you think the campaign's going thus far?
I think it's going fabulously. I was out in Cumberland yesterday. I was in Hagerstown the day before. I think we're doing just fine. The voter turnout is so far fantastic, and I'm having a good time.
And you think voter turnout's a good thing?
What do you read into the fact? We talked about this earlier, that like 125,000 people on the first day of early voting cast their ballots.
I think that's wonderful. I think it's good for me, and I think it's good for the country.
So, you know, I remember when our friend Dan Bongino, who's very familiar to the WMAL audience, was running for this same seat 2 years ago, and he was telling us how vast this district is, how mixed up it is in terms of the populace. You've got your Montgomery County residents, which is a very specific kind of voter, but then you're going all the way out into Western Maryland. Has that been a challenge for you?
It's been a challenge, but it's also been fun. I mean, there's nothing I like more than the variety of this district. I adore the people out west. I like Montgomery County. I've lived here for a long time. So I am enjoying the diversity.
Ami Hober, as Brian mentioned, you worked in the Pentagon during the Reagan administration.
Yes.
So clearly you've got some pretty impressive bona fides, as they say, in the national security realm.
Right.
How much is that being a big part of the conversation you're having with voters? Is national security at the top of the list for them?
I think national security is a major issue. I think we are all frightened now of being in crowds. I even look at this wonderful crowd in the Silver Diner, but crowded places are now targets. I have one of my staff members who runs marathons, and he says he worries every time he's at a starting line or a finish line.
Yeah. Let me ask you about Montgomery County.
Yeah.
Because that's the hurdle for you, is it not? I mean, in Western Maryland, you may do very well there.
Yes.
But as past candidates have found, when those last votes come in Montgomery County, it can be devastating. You have a county, basically, where I believe, what's the ratio of Democrats to Republicans?
I think 110 to 1,
yeah,
I believe.
Not quite that.
It's off the top of my head.
4
yeah.
to 1, something like that. So how do you overcome that? And are you getting a sense that this election cycle is different?
I'm getting a sense that this is different. I am able to point out the deficiencies of our current congressperson far better than has happened in the past, partly because he's got a longer history and we can see his ineffectiveness much better, partly because the last 2 years he has been a major opponent of the governor on things like transportation. As a matter of fact, the governor said on the Dave Norman show in Cumberland not too long ago that Delaney had not shown up at any of the meetings on transportation that he'd been invited to. This sort of thing makes his deficiencies at doing the job very obvious.
You know, I keep hearing from all these inside the Beltway pundits about these down ticket races. You're a down ticket race.
I'm
Did
a
you
down
know
ticket.
That? How does
yes.
that make you feel?
Yeah. Fine.
Sure. Yeah, I bet.
Fine.
And I keep hearing that in the down ticket races, the Trump factor is a major problem. It's a major deal that all these Congress people and senators who are running are plagued by Donald Trump being at the top of the ticket. Does it even come up when you go out and meet voters?
Sure.
Is it an issue?
Oh, it's absolutely comes up. And my position on that is that I said more than a year ago I would support the whole Republican ticket no matter how it came out.
Right.
And as a matter of honor, that's my position. I want my constituents to know that I keep my promises.
We have seen in the state of Maryland...
They like that here in Rockville. That's good.
Listen, we have seen in the state of Maryland that the last election cycle was different and that we have a Republican governor. And I know he has endorsed you.
Yes.
How important is that to your campaign?
Well, it's fabulous in two ways. First off, I think his approval rating has been a great boost to me. But I also think the fact that we have agreed to work together on transportation in particular has been a major factor both here in Montgomery County and throughout the district.
Yeah.
Just this last week, I issued a comprehensive transportation plan for the whole district. It's on my website. And I will look at, with him, all of the transportation problems in all counties of the district.
Isn't it interesting how all of a sudden we're hearing Democrats get really interested in trying to solve the I-270 problem?
Well,
I mean, I'm telling you, they just opened up an outlet mall in Clarksburg last night.
Yes.
And the traffic there is outrageous.
The problem is their solution is more bike lanes on
I-270. Right. Yes, that's right.
Ami Hilbert, we're almost out of time, but
okay.
I remember we had Representative Delaney on last election cycle, and he's welcome back again as always. But I remember him distinctly saying, you got to keep me in Congress because I've been there, and because I know my way around, I've got experience, and I'm going to be more effective for the people in my district. I'm going to be able to help push legislation through. Well, it's been 2 years more.
And
How's he done?
He has proposed a number of what he refers to as bipartisan bills. I will point out that not a single one has passed. And
so these 2 more years that the voters in this district bargained for when they reelected him, as a result of those 2 years as the representative, he has not been able to move one piece of legislation through the House of Representatives.
Well, he has proposed 11 bills. None of them have even gotten out of committee.
Huh. So what's he doing with the rest of his time? Shouldn't have an answer for that one. All right, Ami Hilbert.
Ami Hilbert, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. It's 6:24 on WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
You know, it's time for you to think about those rugs. I mean, look at them. They really are pretty nasty. I mean, you need a real deep-down professional cleaning. And when it comes to having your fine Persian and Oriental rugs cleaned, you know what you need? You need Hadid. Hadid has developed a system which includes washing each rug by hand, a multi-step process which ensures not only the removal of pet stains, dirt, grime, but also bacteria and the allergens that hide deep within your rugs. Joe Hadid also has a team of experts dedicated to reweaving, restoring color, recreating bare spots, and replacing the fine fringe, if that's what you need. You need to call this number, 703-241-1111, right now. You'll receive 20% off implant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. The number again is 703-241-1111, or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations. And by the way, coming soon for the holidays, the Child Help Toy Drive at Hadid's state-of-the-art facility in Springfield. To learn more, just go to joehadid.com or call that number, 703-241-1111.
It's 625 now. Can I just say, here's the thing about Ami Hobart. She finishes the interview with the radio guys. She goes right back to breakfast.
That's right.
And none of that fancy schmancy French toast snooty stuff. No, some good American breakfast.
Right.
So at WMAL Traffic and Weather, every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here we go, Maryland, around the Beltway. Still, we have the volume starting to grow here as you come from College Park and around toward Georgia Avenue. Once you get beyond, though, we're wide open each direction in Bethesda, good across the American Legion Bridge, getting down to the Beltway on 270 out of Frederick. Looks pretty good here past the Monocacy and Urbana. It's as you pass the exit for 109, slowing Germantown into Gaithersburg a bit slow, had a minor incident over to the shoulder. We're doing a little bit better in Brandywine, northbound 301 at the 5 split. Please tell me, looks like travel lanes are now getting by in the northbound side. Seeing a little bit of volume growing to the Wilson Bridge, heading back near 210 and out of Lorton and Newington, 95 slowing as you come up to the exit toward the Beltway. May have a stalled car trying to get over to the shoulder, so just be careful, 95 northbound in the Newington stretch. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front now east. The clouds are breaking quickly, getting sunshine today with some overcast early. A north-northwesterly wind and 61 degrees down to the 40s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees, a little cooler in the suburbs. It's now 627.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all. especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck, watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Well, coming up in just a few moments, he's the man behind the term limits movement in Montgomery County. Robin Ficker will join us live here from the Silver Diner in Rockville. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Investigators are in New York to find out why a charter jet carrying Mike Pence and several dozen other people skidded off a runway at LaGuardia Airport last night.
About 4 a.m. this morning, a tow truck came and they removed the airplane that was on this runway. They're trying to reopen that runway. You've got crews that are working there. We're just feet from the highway where that plane could have skidded had that blocker not been in position. So crews are working very assiduously, basically, to try to get this runway back on tack. Right now, the NTSB on its way to find out exactly what happened.
Correspondent Deborah Farrick. Donald Trump was back on the attack after the latest WikiLeaks bomb.
On the stump in Ohio, Trump slamming the Clintons after hacked emails reveal how much Bill Clinton made off lucrative speeches and ties to his foundation's fundraisers.
If the Clintons were willing to play this fast and loose with their enterprise, when they weren't in the White House, just imagine what they'll do given the chance to once again control the Oval Office.
The Clinton campaign saying in a statement that she never made decisions because of donations to the Clinton Foundation. None of the relationships being reported today are new.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. More than 125,000 Marylanders took advantage of early voting on its first day yesterday. That's a new first day record. Metro officials are taking new safety measures after a near miss last week in which a train nearly hit some federal inspectors and Metro track workers near the National Airport station. And a judge has ordered that 77 families forced out of a Temple Hills apartment building can return. They were forced out after electric, gas, and water service was cut off to their building for non-payment by the condo association. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,170. The NASDAQ at 52,16. Sports: Virginia Tech beats Pittsburgh on the road for the first time in 17 years. Thursday night football, the Titans win. NBA, the Wizards drop their season opener in Atlanta. And the Cubs host the Indians tonight as the World Series shifts to Wrigley Field in Chicago for Game 3. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, football is back and it's game on. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99. Now just $24.99. Wow!
Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Washington politicians like to talk, but we need leaders like Dr. Mark Plaster who actually get things done. An emergency room physician with decades of experience, Dr. Mark Plaster has the courage and poise to make the tough calls. At the age of 50, Dr. Mark Plaster enlisted in the Navy Reserves and completed 2 deployments to Iraq with the Marine Corps, where he served as a frontline battlefield surgeon. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will stand strong for our veterans, work to bring jobs back to our community, and make health care more affordable.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Plaster. In Iraq, I commanded a shock trauma platoon. It was our job to stabilize wounded soldiers so they could be evacuated to help. I thought the war would be the worst thing our young heroes in the armed forces experienced, which is why I'm horrified by how they've been treated by the VA. In Congress, I will root out the corruption, fraud, and abuse in the VA system so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better.
Attention foodies. Travel the world through food and wine with Seven Lands and Seas Travel and Oceana Cruises. Sail on one of 65 Seven Lands and Seas Travel exclusive Bon Appetit Tastemaker departures and receive $200 shipboard credit and a wine tasting event with complimentary bottle of wine signed by the winemaker. Visit SevenLandsAndSeasTravel.com or call Seven Lands and Seas Travel today at 703-706-0011 to reserve your culinary cruise experience.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
The risk we're talking about in retirement is not whether the market will go up or down, but whether you'll outlive your assets. And so the right risk to take with the TSP is to make sure that your strategies involve some level of protection.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Brindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 northbound as you're trying to head through Lorton, Newington, up toward the Beltway. I'm looking at the incident over to the right shoulder. Looks like we have the police are at the scene. Possibly an ambulance. Can't tell if that's an ambulance or some sort of a work truck. But a lot of activity on the right shoulder. And then in the express lanes, we had some activity on the shoulder as well. So northbound 95, Newington area, before you get up to the Beltway. And that's our focal point of those delays, which are really starting to get solid here out of Lorton. That's one of the slowest stretches right now. We're doing okay around the Capitol Beltway. No major problems. Topside, we have our normal stop and go in through Silver Spring. DC 295 southbound, the broken down tractor trailer. That's been cleared out of the travel lanes, thank goodness, as you pass Benning Road, but very slow as a result. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny this afternoon. A northwesterly wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. So quite gusty, 61. Tonight, clear, chillier, 45. Suburbs a little colder. Sunny, 73 tomorrow. Sunday, low 80s coming with a mixture of clouds and sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Manassas, 46 in Gaithersburg, 52 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by RE/MAX. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It is 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry on the road today.
Yeah.
Stop number two in our diner tour today. We're at the Silver Diner in Rockville. There is still room. Come on out. Love to see you. We've got a tremendous show lined up for you. Coming up at 7:15 this morning, Dr. Mark Plaster running for Congress. 7:35, Kathy Salega running for the U.S. Senate seat. At 8:15, Dan Cox will join us. And at 8:35, we'll check in and have our weekly conversation with Brett Baer
yes.
from your Fox News channel.
And at 8:45, Brian Wilson's going to eat an egg.
Yeah,
he has not eaten an egg since he was 7 years old.
8 years old.
8 years
I
old.
Had a last egg I had, and I said if they packed the place that I'd eat an egg, and it looks like
that egg
is coming my way.
Yeah, yes, that's right. It absolutely will be. That was before the advent of color television, ladies and gentlemen.
Back during the fireside
Brady Bunch was actually live, not in syndication.
All right.
Joining us right now, Robin Ficker. Now, who is Robin Ficker? Well, let me explain it this way. We had Montgomery Councilmember George Leventhal on the program a couple of weeks ago to speak about this initiative about term limits. And the term limits will basically cost Mr. Leventhal his job if it goes through. And so I asked him a very clear question. I said, Mr. Leventhal, what is your principled stance against the idea of term limits? Why do you not like term limits?
That's a very reasonable question.
You know, what's your principle? What's the foundation? What's your value-based argument against it? Here was his answer.
So,
Robin Ficker is a perennial loser. He has run for
Now,
under the sun.
Hold on. Now, why? I didn't ask you.
There is no limit on the number of times he can lose.
Well, that was his answer, and Robin Ficker joins us now.
Immediately turned to an attack.
The aforementioned perennial loser. Well, Mr. Ficker, now's your chance to respond. How's that ballot initiative thing going?
Well, it's going very well. This is not about me. It's about the 18,000 voters that signed our petition. 44% were Democrats. 22% were independents. It's about these good Montgomery County citizens who just received a 9% property tax increase. 30% increase in the real estate transfer tax, which means they've created a high barrier for women, Latinos, African Americans, senior citizens who want to get out of their stuffed apartments into single family homes, but now they can't afford to do so. It's about these good people. We want to make Montgomery County number one and get some fresh ideas.
Now, Mr. Ficker, you've never been a very shy man. You take on these projects. You go after the politicians in Montgomery County. You have for many years. And it's interesting to me that everyone seems to be acknowledging this is very likely to pass. What is your sense of how it's going?
Well, it's going well. It is going to pass. But if it doesn't, Ike Leggett's going to run back again, and all these county council members will run back again.
Yeah.
We have four at-large seats. Three are held by people in Tacoma Park. That means that the at-large seats are held by council members who live in 5% of the county. What about the other 95%? What about the 270 parking lot? They've done nothing about that.
You know, you raise an interesting point, and let's just inform everyone in case they missed that. Mr. Leventhal, Isaiah Leggett, the county commissioner, all of these people suddenly are announcing, this is my last term.
That's right.
Now the term limits are on the ballot. I was like, oh, but I'm not going to run again.
Yes.
And that's a miracle, Robin Ficker.
Well, Ike's trying to get out ahead of the news so that if term limits passes, then he can't blame term limits.
Right.
He can say he retired voluntarily.
Doesn't that suggest to you that they've run polls and they have a pretty good sense of how this is going to turn out?
Well, they should be running for cover after what they've done to the people in Montgomery County with these tax increases. And there are more tax increases along the way. They want to raise taxes to pay for the pension deficits. They want to raise taxes to pay for Metro. They want to raise taxes to pay for BRT. They never cut. They always say, we want an unlimited budget and the ability to exceed it.
Mr. Ficker, I moved here 4 years ago from California, and I've often said I appreciate Montgomery County because I feel so at home. Montgomery County is like California without the palm trees. And the fact is, in California, we did have term limits. I lived through this, and we were told it was going to clean up the mess in Sacramento and get the special interests out and finally get some new voices. What ended up happening was a revolving door in Sacramento. The legislators would term limit out, and their chief of staff would then run for the same thing, or then they would become lobbyists, and they would then promote the next person who worked in that staff. How do you avoid that from happening in Montgomery County?
Well, there will be that problem that lookalikes will run for some of these seats. But I remember 20 years ago at the NBA Finals in Arizona, I saw my first cell phone, which looked like a walkie-talkie. Technology is moving along. We need fresh ideas. We need a new wave to come in. Some computer geeks, people who want to bring in jobs, people who can cure the I-270 parking lot problem. The people in now have proved conclusively they cannot do the job except one job, that's raise taxes. That's all they want to do. How'd you like that 9% property tax increase?
Oh, they do two things. Listen, they raise the taxes and then they spend the money. They're very good at spending it too, yeah. Mr. Ficker.
Yes, they are. But all these people driving to work now, how'd you like that 9% property tax increase? If you want another increase like that, vote against term limits. If you're tired and want something new, vote for term limits and get some fresh ideas.
All right. Do you have any hope? Actually, you keep talking about it, and it is an issue. The I-270 corridor, what a mess it is. That, as I said earlier, they opened up a new outlet center in Clarksburg, and I drove up there last night. Traffic was a nightmare. It is only going to get worse. Do you see them having the will to do something about this?
No, because the four at-large members, three of them live in Tacoma Park.
Right.
They're concerned only about the Purple Line. They don't give a hoot about 270. I live just a couple miles from the Clarksburg outlets. We need two new reversible lanes on I-270 all the way up to Frederick so we can get Montgomery County moving again.
All right, so if people have heard what you have to say and they say, yes, I want to limit these terms, how do they vote on Election Day?
Well, you vote for B, but you also vote against C. This self-serving council, which gave itself a 30% increase in pay, has also put question C on the ballot, which extends term limits from 12 to 14 years.
All right.
That's more of a term limit, more years of a term limit than any jurisdiction in the country except Arkansas, which has 16 years. 12 years, if you can't get it done in 12 years, you're not going to get it done. In 2014, okay, in Prince George's County, they rejected an effort to increase the term limits from 8 to 12. But here in Montgomery, they want to increase it from 12 to 14.
All right.
Vote yes on B, no on C.
Yes on B, no on C. Got it. Let's not make Montgomery County, Arkansas again. Robin Ficker, thanks for joining us. We've got to leave it there. And thanks for handling that whole thing with the Pop-Tart gun kid. I'm glad that got resolved, right? All right.
It took 3.5 years to do it. They should have done it at the very first.
All right, agree.
We got to leave it right there. Thank you, Robin, very much.
Thank you. It's 6:44. Oh, my gosh, time flies.
No, it's 6:45.
Yes, it is.
How time flies when you're having fun. No, we're done. It's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, you're Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, lighter than normal in the Stafford area. As you cross the Occoquan, though, we're in a solid lineup to the incident that's on the shoulder. Now, police reported it as a crash, but it do have some flashing lights. Northbound 95 in Newington, right shoulder for the activity. That's our focal point of those delays. 66 and through Centerville heavy. And again, as you approach the Beltway, here we go. On the 270 spur, quickly just forming some delays here. Southbound as you head past Democracy Boulevard. So keep alert. Might be something new in the way. Topside through Silver Spring, slowing out of Annapolis and Bowie. 50. Good morning to you, and it is nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gusty northwest wind gets your attention this morning. The clouds will break, mostly sunny today, 61, and still windy this afternoon. The wind's back off tonight, the sky clear, 45, 30 suburbs. Sunny tomorrow, 73. Sunday, cloud, sun, warm, low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
Somebody's getting ahead of themselves. Hillary Clinton, who is running for president, if you haven't heard.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, it's a historic run. She's making history, you know.
Yeah. That's what I hear every day.
Yeah. She is now somehow allowed a leak to happen within her campaign to show the short list of candidates who she would pick for Secretary of State.
Okay.
Now talk about getting ahead of yourself. I don't know why that's part of the narrative here 9 days before the election. Oh, and by the way, this is who I'd pick for Secretary of State. But boy, is this something else. And listen, I don't want Hillary Clinton to be the next president, but if she is, please God make this happen. Her choice for Secretary of State, the woman who Bill Clinton said, she's been a change agent all her life. You want change, Hillary Clinton will bring the change. I mean, just by definition, she's all about change, right? Who's her choice for Secretary of State?
I couldn't believe it.
Joe Biden. Vice President Joe Biden. You know, Brian, every day the talk radio hosts across this country get down on their knees and they pray to the talk radio gods and they say, please, God.
Somehow keep Joe Biden in the mix.
Please, we got to keep Joe. No matter who wins this election, don't take Joe Biden away from us.
He's talk radio gold for us. And quite frankly, he's been immensely entertaining at times. Look, I mean, look, I don't know how this election's going to turn. I honestly don't know how this election's going to turn out. But listen, if Joe Biden is Secretary of State, can you imagine the number of world officials who will at some point be offended?
Can I just say, sure, I hadn't thought of that. Certainly the 7-Eleven shop owners across the world. This is my favorite part of the Politico article that broke this story. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Neither Clinton nor her aides have yet told Biden, according to the source, they're strategizing about how to make the approach to the vice president.
Well, I think they just did.
Well, if I could give them some advice about how to approach Joe Biden about this job, use one or two syllable words and speak very slowly and loudly so he understands what you're saying. And then maybe you'll get a deal there. And by the way, how does John Kerry feel about this when he's reading the Politico?
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
In his Halloween costume there is Herman Munster.
It's 6:48 on WMAL.
Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
It's fall. That means football watching parties, friends, families, other get-togethers, and the holidays are right around the corner. Here's the worst thing. When you have your friends over and you're doing a football party or you're maybe celebrating a holiday, while you're sitting there trying to, you know, eat some stuffing and carve some turkey, you're thinking to yourself, oh, my God, I hope nobody looks at the carpet because my carpets are a mess. They're disgusting. They're stain-filled. They smell. Listen, I'm not trying to carpet shame you. I know this because I used to have bad carpets. You know what I did. I called Zero Res. They turn your old carpets back into soft, gorgeous carpet, smelling clean and fresh. It's like getting brand new carpet. And by the way, Zero Res is locally owned by Luis and Lindsay Padilla. I know them personally. They're going to ensure you have an excellent customer service. You got to call Zero Res right now. Get clean before the holidays. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Zero Res will expertly pre-treat, clean, and sanitize each room of carpet for only $59 a room. Minimum supply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you visit LyftDC.com, that's LYFTDC.com, you can make money driving your own car. I could rattle off the reasons why drivers love Lyft, like how you get paid just for joining and earning weekly 20% bonuses and keep 100% of your tips. But let's be real. You want to hear it from a real Lyft driver, like Paula in Pittsburgh.
Well, to be honest, I started driving for the money. But what Lyft gives me that my other options can't is flexibility. As a busy mom, I need to spend time with my kids. So the opportunity to earn anytime is priceless. And hey, I'm a people person. Lyft passengers fill my days with stories, laughs, music, and I get to help them out too, you know? It's more than a ride.
To join Paula on the road and take home hundreds in earnings bonuses and tips every week, apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. Plus, for a limited time, new drivers get a $500 bonus after signing up. Terms apply.
You and I are privileged to live in one of the greatest democracies in the history of the world.
And with great freedom comes great responsibility.
The time is upon us.
If you want to remain fully free,
you must exercise your rights as a citizen.
The time has come for you to stand up and let your voice be heard.
So what do you choose?
Will you vote junk
or no junk?
If you vote for junk, you don't have to do a thing.
Junk is a virus. It spreads and multiplies all on its own.
But to vote no junk, you have to take action.
But I have great news for you. Tom 1?
That's me.
And Tom 2?
At your service.
They've never been defeated.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Kathy was a marathon runner. Strong, active, but increasing spine issues began keeping her from what she loved. It became apparent she needed surgery, but she did her research for who and what would truly relieve her pain. Just 3 weeks after surgery, she was walking many miles each day. She had full mobility in her neck and no fear of hardware effects on her spine. Kathy is 55 years young, and Sano Spine gave Kathy her life back. Ultrasonic surgery by Sano Spine is not like any other back surgeries. It's revolutionary, a major advance in minimally invasive procedures. It completely decompresses nerves without destabilizing the spine. Kathy's is just one story of many with back pains and conditions who are enjoying 100% relief thanks to Sano Spine. Not just 30 to 70%. With Sano Spine ultrasonic surgery, no rods, screws, or fusions are needed. Your back pain is safely relieved with an amazingly precise, game-changing procedure. Learn more. SanoSpineSurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution.
All right, it's time to see how your money is doing today. Let's check in from the news desk at CNBC. Chuck Kamlick is there. Hello, Chuck.
Happy Friday. We were looking at a lower open all morning, but maybe it was just the sound of your voice. Stock futures have now turned around. We're looking at a positive open. The Dow could be up 23 points. Alphabet stock will rise today. Profits soared because Google and YouTube, which it owns, sold more ads, especially on mobile devices. Amazon stock will fall. It's spending a fortune opening warehouses to get packages out faster. That hurt profits last quarter and will continue to hurt profits into the holidays. General Electric's in talks with Baker Hughes about some kind of oil services tie-up. GE denied reports, though, that it wants to buy all of that company. Twitter shutting down its looping video app, Vine, because it doesn't make any money. Vine was the top-ranked app on Apple just 3 years ago. Southwest Airlines raised ticket prices by $5 one way yesterday. American Airlines has matched that increase now this morning. And Uber has outlined a plan to have a network of self-flying cars in the air within the next 10 years. Move over, George Jetson. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we're struggling trying to get you through to the Beltway, and that's because of a crash. It's not blocking anything, but we have a lot of flashing lights on the shoulder. In fact, I just watched another police car come up to the shoulder. So this is going to be northbound 95 in Newington prior to getting through to the Capitol Beltway. Now, the good news is once you make it through there, if you're heading up onto the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge, wide open, in through Annandale, a little bit of volume, 66. We hit the pressure in Centerville, and again, as you come up through to the Capitol Beltway. On Route 50, looks like we may have an issue on Virginia 50, Arlington Boulevard, as you head through Seven Corners with a crash reported after Patrick Henry Drive. 270, just some pockets of volume. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's the forecast for you. It looks like it's going to be really nice today. Temperature around 61 degrees. Clear skies tonight, 45. Tomorrow, 73 degrees. And on Sunday, a mix of cloud and suns. Highs in the low, are you ready, 80s.
Wow.
Currently in the nation's capital, it looks like it's going to be a pretty nice morning. Temperatures around 54 degrees.
How's Halloween looking on Monday, real
Monday, temperatures in the low 60s.
Okay.
657.
Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Chaz Henry in for Mike Rogers. Should people in the military vote? I'll bet the idea that maybe they shouldn't strikes you as crazy. I mean, election outcomes impact them in ways often far more serious than fellow citizens. But when I joined the Marines just after Vietnam, it wasn't uncommon to hear an older officer brag about never having cast a ballot. They're thinking, I serve my nation and follow the orders of whoever the rest of the population picks. To be honest, that line of reasoning included a sense of being above the partisan wrangling of elections. For many recent decades, though, the Defense Department has actively encouraged military people to at least try to vote, based on what I think is the mistaken view that military people in large measure support one party over the other. Some administrations have supported that program more than others. In a recent letter to the New York Times, though, a young Army officer suggested that voting is too partisan an act for those in uniform. The debate reignited. I'm Chaz Henry. Something to think about.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Coming up on WMAL.
Kathy Shalega, Republican nominee for Senate in the state of Maryland, will be our guest right here.
And Mark Plaster will join us. He's running for Congress. It's all straight ahead in the next hour right here from the Silver Diner in Rockville.
Yeah, come on out.
Come on out. Plenty of time. It is now time for the news at 7 o'clock.
WMAL.